On this Christmas Eve at midnight, let us sing the opening processional hymn, Joy to the World, as we rejoice in the Savior born in Bethlehem, and we'll stand as the cross enters the sanctuary, hymn 387. We stand. Sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession of my virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing Angels from the Realms of the Glory, hymn 367. You may be seated.
Thank you. continue the Kyrie on 186.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the gradual hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn 361.
Thank you.
crucified our Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
The Holy Gospel from St. Luke, the second chapter. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, unto Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him, and who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
We confess the Nicene Creed, found on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem. Amen. Christmas is something to be celebrated at night. It was nighttime. The shepherds are watching their flocks by night. The sky is lit by angels. The angel of the Lord shines in brightness, and then the whole angelic host lights the sky. Christmas should be celebrated at night, even at midnight, like we are this evening. Because in the Christ child, heaven and earth meet. On that dark night, you have the angels from heaven with the glorious light saying, "Unto you a child is born, the Son is given, the Savior in Bethlehem." And you have the shepherds on earth in the midst of deep darkness, simply watching their sheep, told of the sign of a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths in a manger. If ever there's an example of heaven and earth meeting, it's Christmas night. Just think of the angels and the shepherds as the meeting of heaven and earth. For all of us this night, Jesus is the great light and the Prince of Peace. We need Jesus' great light. If you look around at the world, we live in the midst of gloom and anguish and contempt and darkness and burdens and oppression. But in Galilee, up north, by the Jordan River, a great light dawned. Jesus did much of his ministry in Galilee. Up by Capernaum and Bethsaida, the joy was increased. There is gladness and rejoicing in the glorious light of the Lord. But Jesus is not just a great light. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We live in a world in the midst of boots and battle and rods and garments and blood and war and terror. But the Prince of Peace brings us peace that the earth cannot find. We are at peace with God the Father through Jesus, the Prince of Peace. This child who was born, this son is given. The government is upon his shoulders because he shares our flesh and blood, and because he is our intercessor before the throne of grace. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Counselor, and Jesus, the Prince of Peace, brings us peace in our hearts because we're at peace with God the Father through his blood. Jesus is the great light. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But Jesus is also the grace of God in person. We need grace because we live in the world in which we see only sin and death and wickedness. Jesus is the grace of God in person. When the grace of God appeared, salvation has come to all people and calls us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. The only way we can do that is because of the grace of Jesus Christ. God's riches at Christ's expense means that Jesus came to Bethlehem so that he would be crucified at Jerusalem. The one who was crucified in our place is the second Adam. He kept the law perfectly in our place, and he died the death we deserved. Jesus is not only the grace of God, he is our blessed hope. We need hope. This world is hopeless. Your friends live and your friends die. You have a job and then you lose a job. You're healthy and then you get sick. You have a good friend and then he stabs you in the back. There is no hope in this world to be found. Only Jesus gives eternal hope, because not only did he appear the first time at Bethlehem, he will appear the second time in glory upon the clouds. Our great God and Savior Jesus Christ gave himself for us. He redeemed us by his blood from all lawlessness. And through faith in him, he purifies us as a people who are his own possession, zealous for good works. So this night, as we're about to sing a couple more Christmas carols, receive Holy Communion, and go into this night back home to our homes in the dark of midnight, rejoice that Jesus is the great light, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that Jesus is the grace of God, and Jesus is our blessed hope. And after all, in the Gloria in Excelsis, we sang how heaven and earth meet. We praise the Christ child with the angels, glory to God in the highest, and the shepherds who proclaim the praises of this child. would join the words of Palm Sunday as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, "Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." In this Christ child, Jesus, shown by the shepherds and the angels, heaven and earth have met. Rejoice this night that you here on earth can meet God in heaven through this babe of Bethlehem, Christ Jesus, our Lord. May your joy know no end through faith in his name. Amen.
We stand and chant the offertory found on page 192. Please fill out the ritual friendship pad, tear off your sheets, and pass it to the neighbor in your pew. Please put your completed sheets in the box in the narthex as we depart. You may be seated.
Stand to pray. Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your holy visitation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our dwelling place and our peace, you have compassion on our weakness. Put away from us all worry and fearfulness, that having confessed our sins and commending ourselves to your gracious mercy, we may, when night shall come, commit ourselves, our work, and all we love into your keeping, receiving from you the gift of quiet sleep. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Give thanks unto the Lord our God. right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Dominus, page 199, we stand to sing. Upon you and give you peace. Amen. As we sing hymn 366, It Came Upon Midnight Clear, we have the lighting of the candles, which will remain lit for the remainder of the service.
Thank you.
us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Silent Night, hymn 363.